again, turn to Psalm 119, verse 55. Looking at some experiences, and again, these are ongoing, not occasional, but ongoing experiences of the blessed life, and they shape our lives, bring much joy into our lives. We see in verse 55, I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night. This speaks of an experience, again, an ongoing experience of awareness of God. The psalmist is talking to God in this verse. He's telling God that he was upon his mind in a perpetual way. That is, that God did not just cross his mind occasionally, but the psalmist thought on God continually. He found himself thinking upon the Lord. Even in the night hours, he found himself thinking upon God. So what we have here is an ongoing awareness of God. And that is a key element in living the Christian life. It is a key element in living the blessed life. We're going to look at a lot of Scripture tonight, but it's very obvious from the amount of Scripture that we find upon this subject that a child of God can and is very prone to become unaware of the Lord, to become unconscious of God, to become unmindful of the Lord. And that says a lot about our human nature. But we can become blind to God, talking about children of God. We can become unobservant of God. And these things cause us to be insensible to the Lord, causes us to be unaffected by the Lord working in our lives. And we see that God charged his people with being insensible of God, being unaffected and unobservant of the Lord. Notice in Deuteronomy chapter 32, and again, we'll be looking at a lot of scriptures, but Deuteronomy 32 and verse 18, of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, that is, unconscious and unaware. Rock, of course, is the Lord himself, and they're unmindful of the rock that had worked a miracle in their lives that begat thee, and has forgotten God that formed thee. They had forgotten, and they were unmindful. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 17, book of Isaiah, chapter 17, and verse 10, because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation. Once again, God is viewed here as our Redeemer. But thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, and hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength. Therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plants, and shall set it with strange slips. And he goes on to speak of the results of this being unmindful of God. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, book of Jeremiah, chapter 2 and verse 32. Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? That is, it's very unlikely. Yet my people hath forgotten me days without number. It is in a perpetual way, day after day, God's people were unaware of the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 21, a voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel. And here's why. For they have perverted their way. That is, they've altered their way in a corrupt manner. And they have forgotten the Lord their God. They have altered their way and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Jeremiah 13, verse 25. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. When God is forgotten, he is replaced by something in our lives. In this case, it was falsehood. Jeremiah 18 and verse 15, because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity. The reason is because my people have forgotten me. And then they replace God. And they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up. And it goes on to say to make their land desolate and it'd be scattered. But we see once again, forgetting God brought misery into their lives. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, book of Ezekiel, chapter 23, and verse 35. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast forgotten me and cast me behind thy back. So this is a deliberate act. This is a deliberate act. They've cast God behind their back. Therefore, bear thou also thy lewdness and thy whoredoms. So the fact that they had forgotten God, the fact that they had cast God behind their backs, that is, they forgot God, they neglected God, and there was lewdness, there was whoredom in their life. So this forgetfulness or unawareness of God will rob us of joy. It'll bring much indiscretion in our lives. We will make very bad choices. It will fill our lives because of these choices. It fills our lives with many a danger. And it renders us incapable of living the blessed life. There are individuals who are oblivious to God, talking about God's people. They would like to have a blessed life, but as long as they are oblivious to God, they can't. They are incapable of living that life. So we are prone, because of the amount of scripture again on the subject, we are prone to become oblivious to God. And this is an extremely dangerous condition. And therefore, God warns his people over and over and over again concerning becoming oblivious to the Lord. Notice in Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. And we must realize that this, again, is part of our nature. We must be aware that we are prone to forget the Lord. In verse 23, take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget. Take heed, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you. And if you forget that, you're going to make a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. There's a cycle. Once we become oblivious to God, there's a very serious cycle that an individual falls into. In Deuteronomy 6 and verse 12, then beware Well, he's talking here about prosperity, that they would have houses full of good things, which thou fillest not, wells digged, which thou diggest not, speaking of Canaan and vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. That is, when everything is going great, beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Beware. In the hour of prosperity, and the truth is, we are more prone to forget God in the hour of prosperity than we are in the hour of trial. And there's greater danger in the hour of prosperity than there is in the hour of trial. In Deuteronomy 8 and verse 11, beware. And again, he's talking about blessings of God. Verse 10, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. In verse 12 and 13, he again mentions prosperity, and he says, then thine heart be lifted up. That is, in this hour of prosperity, everything is increasing. And thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. In verse 19, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that you shall surely perish, be brought to ruin. So the Lord exhorts them. He warns concerning the danger of forgetting, becoming oblivious to God. And when we forget God, that's what we become. We become oblivious to God. We no longer recognize God in our lives. We no longer can see God in our lives. In order to live the blessed life, we must not, under any circumstances, allow ourselves to become unmindful of the Lord. We must strive to think upon God at all times, and we become unaware of God's work in redemption. This is a danger, that we forget God, that we forget how the Lord saved our souls. It doesn't mean that we forget that we're saved, but we forget how it all came about. It's way back in the distance, and that's why we need to visit that place often, the place of our redemption, the hour of our redemption. In Deuteronomy 5 and verse 15, and remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt. Remember what you were. Remember what you were before God saved your soul, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out from thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. So remember these things. Remember God. Remember what you were when God saved your soul. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 18 and verse 19, if thou shalt be afraid of them, but shall well remember that the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh, unto all Egypt. Remember God working in your life, is what he's saying. The great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Moreover, the Lord thy God will send the hornet among them until they that are left and hide themselves from thee be destroyed. So he's saying, remember how God has worked in your life. It'll help you in the future. It'll help you to have faith when you come into times of trial. You remember, yes, I've been here before. God did such and such. So again, it's a very serious thing to forget God and God's workings. In Deuteronomy 15, in verse 15, and thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today. It gives us a new appreciation of the commands of God when we are mindful of the Lord. In Deuteronomy 16, in verse 3, Thou shalt eat no unleavened bread with it. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction, for thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. To remember that day all the days of your life. Do not become unmindful of salvation. As long as you are always mindful of salvation, you cannot help but be appreciative of the Lord. You cannot help but be humbled by that fact. In verse 12, and thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these things. Again, we see it's connected with obedience. In Deuteronomy 24, verse 18, but thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee from thence. And again, therefore I command thee to do this thing. It gives us a completely different attitude toward the commandments of God when we are mindful of what God has done in our lives, whether it be redemption or whatever other works God has done in our lives. We need to be mindful of all of God's workings. In order to be mindful of God's workings, you have to recognize God's workings in your life. Notice, again, back in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Remember how God has led thee. Do not become unmindful of that. Review your life. Review your life often and remember how God has led you and how God has worked in your life. Do not become oblivious to the hand of God. And when you are remembering, when you're mindful of how God worked in the past, you're able to recognize it in the present. The reason many people do not recognize it in the present is because it's been long forgotten. They don't even know what it looks like anymore when God works in their lives, because they haven't been mindful of how God has worked in their life in the past. In Deuteronomy 24, in verse 9, remember what the Lord thy God did unto Miriam, by the way, after that you were come forth out of Egypt. Remember what God did. Remember what God did. Do not forget the Lord's miracles in your life. And every day, if we look, we will see God performing miracles in our life. We must remain mindful of God's hand in our lives. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, 1 Chronicles 16, verse 12, remember His marvelous works that He hath done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. Again, this says a lot that we would have to be told to remember God's marvelous works. The fact that we have to be told that says much about us. It says that we are prone, we are likely to forget. So we need to be mindful. At the end of the day, it's a good practice to review your day, review God's hand in your day. And always, again, keep your mind focused upon the Lord. We're to remember God's commandments, Numbers 15, 39 and 40, Joshua 1, verse 13. We remember that God has rules, that God has ways that He wants us to live, and we're to remember His commandments. But if you become oblivious to God, I guarantee you, you also become oblivious to the commands of God. And we become oblivious to the commands of God, we have forgotten our responsibility to God. God, of course, has provided the Holy Spirit to bring remembrance to His people. What a blessing. Because God knows that we are so prone to forget, God has provided the Holy Spirit, and one of the offices of the Holy Spirit is to recall, is to cause us to remember. Whether it be remembering God, whether it be remembering His Word, whether it be remembering His works, this is one of the offices of the Spirit of God. Notice in John 14 and verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance. And bring all things to your remembrance. He shall teach you. But how often we forget what we've been taught. We need to be reminded. And we see this is, one of the offices of the Holy Spirit. He teaches us, and He brings to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He brings to remembrance Jesus Christ. He brings to remembrance the teaching of Jesus Christ. So we are to be mindful of the Lord. Now, memory or thoughts, as we all know, have a very influential effect upon us. Our thoughts, whether they be right thoughts or wrong thoughts, have influence upon us. They influence our emotions. They influence our attitudes. They influence our moods. They influence our behavior. So how wonderful to be mindful of God and have those thoughts influence our attitudes. I'm telling you, if we were more mindful of God, our attitudes would be different, our moods would be different, our behavior would be different. Notice in Psalm 63, again, concerning the influence of our thoughts, our memory. Psalm 63, verse 5 and 6. My soul, that's the innermost part of us, shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed. Remembering God brings satisfaction. It brings contentment into our lives. It brings rest into our lives. And meditate thee in the night watches. When I remember thee, that is when God comes to our mind. And then we see He takes it a step further. He meditates upon Him. And He does so in the night watches. And this mindfulness of God is both a stimulus. It stimulates us to serve the Lord. It's also an antidote. It keeps us from other things. But thoughts have an impact upon our life. And therefore, God over and over and over again calls us to contemplate and ponder and reflect upon the Lord and His works. All the times that God says, consider, consider. He is calling us to be mindful. He's calling us to be mindful of Him. Notice in 1 Samuel chapter 12, 1 Samuel chapter 12, in verse 24. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. Only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things He hath done for you. That is, contemplate that. Reflect upon the great things that God has done for you. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And again, it's hard to contemplate on the great things that God has done if you're not aware of them. That's why, again, we have to be mindful. We have to be able to recognize God's hand in our lives. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 13. Consider the work of God. For who can make that straight which He hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider God also hath set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. That is, God works prosperity and adversity. He works them together. So whether you be in a time of prosperity or whether you be in a time of adversity, consider God. Be mindful. Be mindful of the Lord. And then, of course, there's rebuke for those who do not consider And God's people fall into this sin. Notice in Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 3. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. What he's saying there is the ox and the mule have more sense than God's people. The ox knoweth its owner, recognizes its owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. That is, they are oblivious to the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 12, and the harp and the vial, the tabret and the pipe and wine are in their feast, talking about their religious ceremonies, but they regard not the work of the Lord. They go through the motions of worship, but throughout the day they do not regard the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of His hands. And we are prone to do that. We are prone not to regard the work of God in our lives on a daily basis. We are prone not to consider the operation of His hands. And what wonderful words, the operation of His hands. And we see that every day, or it's going on every day in our lives. And we need to think upon God operating, God working. And again, what we think upon has a dynamic, our thoughts are a dynamic force. Our thoughts can be factual, they can be correct. They can be distortions. They can be incorrect. But it doesn't matter. I mean, as far as thoughts having a dynamic force, whether our thoughts are correct or incorrect, thoughts have a force. They have an influence in our lives. How many people's lives have been influenced based on wrong thoughts? And they influence their whole day. They influence their whole week. They influence their whole life. Based upon wrong thoughts. It works both ways. If our thoughts are good thoughts, that works in our life as well. And it leads to the blessed life. But the moment that you and I have a thought, and the moment we believe that thought, because thoughts can go through my mind, thoughts can go through your mind, and you say, no, I don't believe that. But the moment we have a thought, and we believe that thought, there is an immediate emotional response. Immediately there is a response. So we need to be careful what we're mindful of. What we think upon. Thoughts have impact. They are real, and the feelings that are generated by them are real. And Romans 12, verse 2 tells us the way not to be conformed to this world involves a changing of our thoughts, a changing, a transforming of the mind. And the best thing for us to be mindful of is the Lord. We ought to be so mindful of God that His workings are very familiar to us. We recognize them. We recognize. We hear His voice. We recognize that voice. We see God working in our life, and we recognize it. That's God working. That's not luck. That's not chance. That's God working. We need to recognize it. And that causes us, of course, to be thankful. The Word of God, of course, teaches us that we are to control our thoughts. We have some control over our thoughts. Philippians 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you. The very word, let this, speaks of the fact that we have control, some control over our thoughts. Philippians 4, verse 8, think on these things. And he begins to mention good things to think upon. So our thoughts, they matter. They matter. They matter concerning the life that we live. They matter concerning our attitudes. Thoughts matter. And they have a very powerful influence upon the lives that we live. We must beware of becoming unobservant, oblivious to God in our lives. When we're mindful of God, when we recognize God in life, that's the road to humility. You cannot become proud being mindful of God. The two do not go hand in hand. Being mindful of God produces humility, produces thankfulness. When you see God working, or perhaps you don't see Him working, but you know by faith that though you don't see it, you know that He is. And you know, sometimes we need to thank God for what He's doing even when we don't know what He's doing. Just because we know He is working. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what you're doing, but I thank you for it. Because whatever He's doing is good for you and I. Romans 8, 28. And if we're mindful of God, we'll praise the Lord. We'll be able to praise God. We're ready to praise God when we're mindful of the Lord, when we recognize God in our lives. And we'll have more love for God in our lives when we're mindful of Him. So all of these, humility, thankfulness, praise, love, all of these, of course, are key elements in making life blessed. So living life, being aware of God. Living life regarding the Lord. Living God, being sensible, having a sensitivity that God is working, that God is in our lives. That's a blessed life. That's a blessed life. A lot of people today, even God's people, suffer from loneliness, depression, many, 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 many things. We need to recognize God in our lives. You need to look for Him. Need to look for Him. Look for God's hand working in your life. Do not misidentify. Do not confuse God's working and Satan's working. Don't confuse the two. And people are very prone to do that. Something bad's happening, that's the devil. Not necessarily. In fact, I read over and over that God sends trials into our lives. Be careful of attributing to the devil what should be attributed to God, and vice versa. So again, we need to be conscious of God. It's a good exercise. Again, everyone should find time every day to read God's Word. But it's also a good exercise to find some time to just think upon the Lord. Not just to think, you get in trouble that way, but to think upon the Lord. Just to think upon His attributes, just to think how God has blessed your life. When you get to feeling down, the way that not to stay there is to think upon God. Now that doesn't come natural. When you're feeling down, of course, it's not the natural thing to think upon God. It's a natural thing to think upon things that's going to bring you further down. So you have to work at it. But when you feel down, when you feel depressed or whatever, think upon God. Make yourself think upon the Lord. Make yourself look for God's blessings in your life. And I've had people tell me, I've looked and I don't see any. Well, you're in bad shape. You're in bad shape. Because even a lost person should be able to find blessings of God. But if you can't, if you're in such shape that you can't recognize God in your life, it's because you've gone so long without recognizing them that now it's a strange thing. So God help us to be mindful of the Lord. That results in happy lives. That results in blessed lives. Time of severe trial, time of sorrow, think upon God. Think upon God. There's comfort there. There's peace there. There's wisdom in thinking upon the Lord. Brother Jim, if you'd come and lead us first song.